Good morning, morning, Abby. It's Tuesday morning and just walking to the railway station after school this morning. We just had like a half-term break on the way with my family to a place called Hornbeck. Actually, we stayed up in that area in a little summer house for a week. It was really, really nice. Actually, posted a few of my adventures up on my website along the way, and it was a really relaxing week, just driving around, going to the beach, even though it was very windy and cold, and went to Tivoli actually in Copenhagen for one day. Ate at Wagamama's. They got Wagamama's in Copenhagen. It's the only one in Denmark. Can't wait for them to open one of those in Aarhus, actually, because we had a really lovely meal there. And yeah, that was last week, really. And then yesterday, I've had a cough for over a month now. In fact, my whole family has, my wife and my daughter. And although it seems to be getting a bit better, yesterday I decided to take a trip to the doctor's and basically there's not much to do. Doctor just said you have to wait it out, so that's what we got to do. But I'm certainly feeling a lot better than I was a week and a half ago, so I think I'm definitely in the last ebbs of it now. But I just thought, you know, if there was any way to kind of speed up the cough going away process, maybe the doc could help. But yeah, not much to do. So she didn't want to give me anything, just for me to take care of myself and, you know, just wait it out. So, and I can already feel this morning that I'm a bit coughy, but nowhere near as bad as I was, say, like a week and a half ago. I mean, I was waking up in the morning just coughing and spluttering, and yeah, I'll leave it at that, because I think half the alien cast of Doctor Who kind of came out of my throat at one point during the during this cough period I've had now. So yeah, it's all a bit yuck, but there you go. But yeah, I'm on my way to school now, and while I was away, I kind of had a little look at my my portal page site, which is up now, gregmcqueen.com. It's set up in a way where I can kind of post pictures and little comments onto it, kind of like tweets, I guess. Whenever I want to, I can do that from my phone, do it from a desktop, do it from wherever, really. And quite happy with it. Although yesterday I started looking at the layout, the actual layout of the site a bit more, because technically, code-wise, I've got it running. I might want to get a little bit more sophisticated with a couple of things. Not that it's that sophisticated in the first place, but I might want to build in some things to make it, for example, the pictures that I can post to the site, and little tweet style comments. There's no archive for those. I can sign on, change the text in those files, upload it, and then it replaces what's already there. There's no archive or anything. So I'm debating whether to set that up in a way where, using PHP, where I can still just edit a text file, but at the same time, you know, that it kind of keeps an archive, so to speak, of the comments that I make. So we'll see. I know my initial thought about the whole thing was that it should be very much about what I'm doing now. So, you know, and that kind of suits the way that I've done it, whereas, you know, I just upload stuff and it shows you what I'm doing now, and then the next day I might be doing something else. So that's what I'm doing now. But I don't know, a couple of people have hinted maybe some kind of archive system might be interesting. So we'll see. That's something I might spend some time building into the site over the next week or so. But at the moment I'm mainly looking at the layout. The layout's kind of okay, but it could be better. So I started looking at that yesterday. just, I don't know, tweaking it here and there. There's some lines that don't quite line up, and design-wise, there's some things that could be a little bit smoother and better. So I started looking at those yesterday, and we'll probably continue looking at it today, actually. And of course, so whatever I do, I have to think about it three times over, because I've got three different sizes of the site, depending on what kind of device you're, or what size screen that you're viewing the website on. I may cut that down to two, I don't know. Just mobile and then iPad, tablet, straight desktop, because size-wise, when it gets to that slightly larger size, there's not a huge difference between the tablet version and the desktop version, so I might just stick to a tablet version and then that'll be what's presented on the desktop as well. But we'll see. But that's what I've been doing. I've been away, been working on my portal page, and now I'm about to get run over probably. Just running across the road. Big main road, a lot of traffic. There we go, made it. Yeah, been away. And then on and off, been looking at my portal site while I was away. And then now we're kind of back at school. We got a class this morning with Pierre, where we've actually been looking at portfolios. So it'd be interesting to see what the class is about this morning. Maybe that'll give me some extra thoughts and things about developing my portal page a bit further. But that's where I'm at the moment, so there you go. Have a great day. Bye.